before we get started, there may have been one or two swears have sneaked into the final edit, so if you are offended by bad language, you should probably turn off now. For the rest of you, here we go. Thank you very much for joining me on the very first episode of the Beyond Canal Park podcast. I hope to interview a number of people over the coming weeks, but this week I caught up with Devonside captain Colin Legg. He talked to me about teammates, last season's success, the captaincy, and he named his best 11 that he's played with. And here's what he had to say. Big thank you and welcome to my very first guest, a stalwart for Devonside, a long-serving player and current captain, Colin Legg. Welcome along.
Thanks, James.
Before we get going, Devonside can only survive with generous sponsors. Who's your sponsor this season, your player sponsor?
Mine is Ray Skinner of Big Knob Solutions.
All your knob needs.
Yep, if you've any problems with your knobs, then get in touch with him, he knows about them.
I'm sure he'll be delighted with that shout out. So Mr. Devonside here, I half expect you to come here in full kit. Okay, you're going to take us through your best 11 a bit later. Some interesting selections there.
Very tough as well.
I'll bet. You've played for Devonside for how long?
11 years.
11th season.
I think this is maybe 12.
12th season, you get less for murder. So, before that though, I want to take you back a little bit. Young boy from Macduff, am I right?
Yes.
You grew up...
Proud Macduffer.
Grew up playing in the Mirus?
Yep.
Is it special to now be playing games at Mirus, or do you prefer Canal Park?
I definitely prefer Mirus with a new pitch now, but I didn't prefer it before. Horrible training there. On cold winter nights, blowing a gale, snow and rain. It was used to be horrendous. Bar bouncing all over the place. But now with the new setup, it's brilliant, especially for folk that want to play football.
Magic, yeah. Change of rooms are night and day as well, eh?
Massive.
So, Macduff Lions?
I originally started there, Macduff Lions. Loved it.
Who was your big influences on your football back then?
As in managers.
Well, anybody.
Mum and Dad was a big influence for me. They always have been in my career, but...
Linda Legg and Davy Farrells.
Linda Legg and Davy Farrells, aye. But managers, I would say, as to folk, I've never really played for a manager or had a big influence as a manager. It's always been players and clubs that I've played for.
Brilliant. And you moved on to Devonvale?
I moved to Dice first. Dice, okay. It was Dice. I was playing there for a few years and then came back when Vale first started up, like juveniles. They didn't have juveniles to start with, or I probably went there straight for Macduff Lions, but went to Dice. Me and Kev Thompson was at Dice and then came back to Vale, and that was a big change for me because it was playing with my pals and that as well, so it was preferred that much more. Was at Vale for a good few years, the youths, and then from the end of the youths came, moved to Devonside under Craig Stewart. It was when the club first started up again, actually.
How old were you then?
17, I think I would have been. So I was young, I was a heap. I was just out of the juveniles and into the juniors, so it was a big wake-up call, that's for sure.
And is it true, I spoke to your brother earlier and he said that actually he was the better player growing up, the classier player, but he stuck to golf.
Aye, I always speak shite, Michael. I believe a word he said.
So you joined Devonside, this is your 12th year. When you got made captain, was that a proud moment?
It was, I was vice captain for a while and then I had a bit of a stinker and got sent off and banned for a few months, so.
Talk about that, have you had to change your game a bit, the discipline issues, mate? Yeah, not so bad now as they were.
Oh, definitely, nah. I've had to grow up massively.
Did you kick that ref?
No. No, I definitely didn't kick him. I did barge past him and.
We'll take
maybe,
you along for it.
Maybe clipped his toe.
What type of captain are you?
And again, I think I'm more like an inspiring captain on the pitch. I didn't go about ranting and raving in the changing rooms and screaming my head off. It's more influence on the pitch. I like to think I go round players individually rather than bark orders at them. I like to put my armour on them and speak to them that way.
Has there been an added pressure on you doing that, or is it you two getting your stride?
It made my change a little bit. There's no doubt about that, because like I said, I had the vice captaincy of four and then made a bit of an arse of it. And then I thought that was the end of that days. But then Wayne and John, well, after Ernie retired, made me captain. And it was quite a proud moment for me, especially with last season as well, which I'm sure we're coming on to.
Looks in nicely to last season. Your best season at side?
Oh, definitely. Night and day, definitely.
Cup win,
like,
promotion. Doesn't
it get cut win was massive, but then I say to folk that a promotion game was probably the best game I've been involved in, just with the last minute goal to get an equaliser to get us back into Super League.
And because I was playing that day, it was added handicap.
It's mere due to the hassle we was getting for the Brock fans. It was probably the biggest crowd I've played in front of.
It was a brilliant day. My last game of football, probably going to be my last game.
I think it probably is your last game, James.
I was glad to be part of that as well. I haven't played throughout the season.
But the cup final was a big thing for me and I, with family being there, and the first cup that different sides won in not sure how many years. But
I think we're talking 18, almost two decades since. You're the first captain to lift a trophy in 18, 19 years, I believe.
Aye, and Kyle, it was actually Kyle Ray, it said that to me on the night. Well, we had a night out, obviously, after we won, and he actually said that. And I didn't really think about it beforehand, but when he said that, it did kind of sink in a bit. It was a big achievement for not just me, but the club and the boys.
Can side build on that? Can we be involved in finals every year and challenging?
Hopefully. I think it'll maybe take a few years.
Got a good crop of youngsters.
With a young team this year, which I think they'll take their time in getting used to playing Super League fit. But I think it's been a big wake-up call for some of them. But with a really good young team, and I think they'll come on leaps and bounds this year.
You've obviously played under a number of managers. New manager this season has come in alongside John. Wayne's gone out and Mikey Duncan's came in, who I'm hoping to speak to next. But what's changed, if anything? Because I think last season we did well, but we had spells where we weren't doing so well, but we managed to get over the line. But this season's start has been fantastic. What's changed?
Just confidence. Like I said, we've got a really young team, and I think a lot of them weren't really sure whether they were A, good enough, and B, whether they should be in the Super League or wanted to be in the Super League. But we've started well. I think we've
top of the league.
We've lost only one game in like 16 or something, including pre-season friendlies. Yeah, so
cooter away, was it?
I think confidence has been a massive thing. I think they've realised that they are good enough to play us. So slating Mikey attacks, his training's been
an
improvement, but I think it's more just due to the confidence in boys winning games than it is to do with the new manager coming in.
And you mentioned that we're over 5-5, 15 points, top of the league. I would say maybe fixtures have been quite kind, but you have to win the games that are there. Realistically, what are the aims for this season? Do you think we can win a title?
There are established Super League teams that we've played, James.
Exactly, yeah. No, I agree, but you've not played
your
title rivals, if you will.
Steady on it.
What's a realistic aim? Because I think going in, staying up would have been accepted by everybody.
Staying up would have been massive.
After the start?
Definitely, but I think the start we've had, I think maybe mid-table. Maybe push for
cup?
Top four, maybe.
Or six, concentrate in the league issue.
Cups is difficult because you've got Banks a day in every one of them this season. And well,
sooner they're in Highland League, the better.
Sooner they're a while better. They're getting Highland League teams hiding. That's so right. Mm-hmm. I'm now looking forward to November going there.
Okay, so you've talked about Mikey a bit, and he's brought a freshness to training and things. But you've played under a number of managers over the years. A number of managers have put their trust in you and selected you over more than a decade. Can you tell me a wee bit about each of their strengths and how they maybe developed you as a player?
Well, I first played under Craig Stewart at Divernside. He took a chance on a lot of young lads coming from juveniles and gave them an opportunity in the juniors. And it was a big wake-up call. It was tough for a few years, but in the long run, it's definitely benefited and helped a lot of us at the time back in. We learnt a lot. So we owe a lot to him for that and taking a chance on us and helping us early on. Then played under Craig Ewan. Probably played my best football under Craig. Had a good relationship with him. He was good at the man management side of things, and he came how to work me for sure, because he used to let my nae train pretty much as long as I was fit for games. Boys used to call me Ledley King because I used to never train, and Craig was happy enough with that as long as I was performing on a Saturday. And probably played my best football under him, to be honest. Then Wayne and John, I owe a lot to them because they stood by me when I had a bad discipline record for a few seasons, you could say, and they stuck by me through that, and they then gave me the captaincy, so I do owe a lot to them for that as well. And probably my most successful season that I've had at Divernside has been under them, so a lot of credit's got to go to them as well. But I've enjoyed playing under other managers, and they've helped me in different ways.
Last little bit on managers. Do you have ambitions of management one day? You get to lead a side for the Dougie?
Not sure yet. Maybe.
Long time ago yet.
Aye. I've a few years left in my
You did yet, have a guest so. Slot, did you? At the start of this season.
I've teamed a couple of games with Martin and
unbeaten.
Ernie. Yep. 100% record. Just a little bit into Mikey, a bit of mare. So.
Okay. We touched on the current crop of players. There have been a few came in. One thing maybe Mikey is good at is speaking to boys and getting them in involved. I would say, who out of the new crop have impressed you?
Rory. Yeah. Rory Davidson, he's been a big boost. Certainly for me, playing centre mid as well, because
he
works his arse off and he does a lot of my running for me as well. But he's similar to me as well, loves a tackle and gets a bit of pitch. So he's been massive. I've enjoyed playing with him. He's definitely been a unit's come in. Also, we saw him Walker. He's come in, but he's got an injured. So he's been out for the last 6 weeks or so.
He buzzes about, doesn't he? Puts
himself
about.
Fit as anything and just does not stop running.
He's
a pain in the arse.
Richie, he's been decent. Richie's done well. He's terrible in training.
Well, I've not told him the ask, but me and Jamie had a discussion at the start of the season about
McKinnon.
Jamie McKinnon. Nae just him, just about the boys in general that had come in, and we'd lost for the end of last season. We thought, oof, we'll get a struggle here. But to be fair, the boys that have come in, pre-season wasn't the greatest in terms of their training, but they've come into the games and they've been superb, to be fair to them. So it just goes to show that training's a heap of shit.
It's all about
games. Aye, pretty much. I'd love that.
Have you got a big role in helping them gel in, or are they naturally fitting in?
They've naturally fitted in quite well. I think a few of them. I think I've teen Rory under my wing a wee bit.
Oh, is that why he's playing so well, is it?
No. It's his inability, but just because he wasn't sure himself whether he was going to be good enough for this level, and he's 100% is,
think,
and probably
I think
there.
He came to us a few years ago. He wasn't at his fittest, and he struggled, but he's been brilliant this season so far, I think.
Player of the year so far.
Yeah.
The wee Gattuso, I like to call him.
And so out of the players who were already there, who do you think stepped their game up this season?
Jamie's a big player for
he
us.
He steps up every year, does he?
Aye, he had a couple of seasons where he kind of lost the plot a bit, but now he's screwed his head a wee bit. A bit like myself, he's sort of disciplined out and
he's
a mass.
Shouting at refs and concentrating on his games.
Well, it's creeping back in again. It's a couple of dissents he's had this season. A
couple of fines.
Couple of big fines, aye.
Yeah, I always say that if Jamie's head's in the right place and he's he plays well, we usually win.
Ah, he's a big player for us. Big player. If he could pass, he'd be even better. Like,
who do you look around the dressing room at the moment and think, yes, I'm glad we've got you. We're going to do all right.
Jamie again. Bino, and he's at him. He's a Highland League player, a top Highland League player. So.
Both being up a slip really helped, didn't it?
And I like Wee Phil. He's a big player, I think, for us. And he's been him for the last few months. So.
Do you think those two would be with us if they weren't at sea?
No chance. No chance. They're better than us. Better than juniors, that's for sure. But
is there anyone else other than them two you think could make a step up in the future?
Wee JJ. Jordy Russell, if he keeps going the way he is.
He's doing well, isn't he?
Because he's young. Young player of the year last year. Years. I was raging he didn't get players player. I was hunting Abdi Doon in the night out to find out if I'd voted for, because I was certain he was getting it.
Have you got ambitions of playing any higher?
No, no, that days are long gone. I'm cutting my open, I'll bleed black and white now.
Mr. Side. Who out of the current squad are the legends and liabilities on a night out?
As the young boys knew are our liabilities, they've shoot kings up for sure. We used, every night out there used to be a carry on, but the young boys have just seen it at a different level now.
I've seen you on top of caravans before, Colin.
I used to be a liability, aye, but I'm not anymore.
That's because you're home at 11 o'clock, feed a dog.
Behaving, aye. Try to behave.
Any funny stories you can share with us for your night out?
Probably not. No. Every time boys come in, new pre-season, that I was campaigning for a night out in Aberdeen. And I keep telling them, there's no point in us going to Aberdeen, because every single side night out, there's a carry on of some sort, or a shambles, and we'll just end up not getting in anyway. So
we're still on a ban for the ship.
I think the club is still banned for the ship.
So we can't even take the Mrs. Do for a romantic meal at the ship.
No.
No, okay. Personal life, your work plays a big part in your life, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you do?
I'm a childcare worker.
Okay. That must be rewarding.
Definitely.
Enjoyable,
aye.
Tough.
Definitely. Both. Both. At times it can be tough, but it is a really rewarding job. So.
Any of the kids like to come and watch you play, strut your stuff?
A lot of them come and watch, aye, and tend to get hassle on the Monday morning for stuff I've done on the game on the Saturday.
Ah, brilliant. And hobbies? But away from football, I know you like your FIFA and your Football Manager. any hobbies that didn't involve football? Any interest?
Walking the dog.
Nah, Rudy.
Nah,
he's a monster.
Rudy, he's a big lad. But I do like Football Manager. It's funny you should mention Football Manager, because Ray, if I mentioned earlier, is in
Big Knob Solutions.
Big Knob Solutions, my sponsor, which I'm grateful for. He's actually stepped into management, but it's funny because I was getting my scalping on Football Manager, so I'm not sure how he's get a D in real management. Yeah, hopefully,
well,
a bit
maybe
better.
A future side manager there.
Well,
you can up your sponsorship
sure.
as well. Are you different away from football, or are you just the same guy all the time?
Definitely different from football. When I go on the pitch, I'm a bit of an arsehole.
As a lot of us are.
Mm-hmm, but away from football, I'm a less of like an to think I'm definitely less of an arsehole though.
Aye. Okay, lastly, before we talk about your team, I want to just quickly talk about opponents. Who do you hate playing against? Teams, players that you've played against? Who do you hate playing against? Do you dread going up against?
I used to be one boy that used to play for New Elgin, Wayne Murdoch, like I seen, because I was used to throw Wayne about. The boy Shanks, I can't remember his first name, but he was just a huge, wide kind of boy, and he was tall as well, but his feet was incredible, and used to hate playing against him. When I used to play centre back, away, and I used to hate to cover him quite a lot.
I can imagine.
For the boy Shanks, but he was definitely one. But just your bunks of D players and Cooter players, a lot of them. Jamie McAllister, he used to every game used to score two or three. Sometimes he would only have three chances, but he would score, well, three and a half chances, and he would score four. It was just unplayable sometimes. But in terms of teams, it would just be Banks a D.
If Devonside folded tomorrow, where would you go, realistically?
Banff Rovers.
Definitely?
Definitely.
You wouldn't stick to juniors, you would go straight to Banff.
Definitely
Rovers.
Banff Rovers, the play under Ray. Teltham will probably end up there at some point. So.
Ah, very good. Well, I'm on a Bosman. There's been no bites. McDuff don't even want me. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about your best 11. Is this players you play with at different side only?
Aye, just different side. Because that's been like my main. Like I've said, I've been there 11 years, so I made it about different side players only. Because there was a heap that I've played with, like Vale 21s and Vale first team friendlies and that, but I never played with them regularly.
Okay. Your formation you've gone for is 3-5-2. Is that a reason, or is that just to fit?
Just to fit boys in.
Get as least defenders as possible.
Aye. And just to fit players in that I was needing in, to be honest with you.
Fine. Goalie, Blair Tate. Fantastic goalie.
Blair, aye. Best goalie I've played with by a mile.
Could he's hands and doing,
100%. The amount of points he used to win us was incredible. Like,
I don't know if you remember, I was there watching, we played against Bells Hill down there. Both Murdos sent off early doors, down to nine men. I think we went 1-0 up.
Oh, I do mind it.
Probably the game of his life, that game.
That's probably one of my most memorable different side games, to be honest with you. Murdo brothers getting sent off.
Kev Murdo fighting in the tunnel.
Kev Murdo and Harden coming up against 50-plus hard Glaswegians.
I was hiding on the other side of the stadium.
And then you've got Harden coming in at half-time, trying to give us a team talk, absolutely blazing. Craig Ewan going off his head, me and Kev getting fined for it. And then somehow we managed to win, be nine men for about 70 minutes.
I think Blair probably had triple figure saves. I think they hit the post, the bar, three times each. But that day he was immense. And I think
he was brilliant.
And he's probably been immense against us now for Brock quite a few times. He was probably man of the match in that playoff at the end of the season.
Aye, and there was a game we played him in a league. He produced a couple of great saves, so he's still producing it, but the amount of games he used to save us was.
Did he have everything?
Crazy.
Handling, kicking, everything?
Aye, definitely.
Brilliant. Okay, so we're going to three at the back. First up, maybe an obvious one, Ernie, another stalwart of the club. I still think he'll come back again, probably.
He'll be back, aye, definitely.
What were his qualities? Former skipper as well.
He's my skipper. He's always been my skipper. I still call him that skipper.
Will he skipper this team? There's a few leaders in there.
There's a few in there. I'll take a think about that. I'll
think about that at the end.
No, Ernie, probably in the best set of halves I've played with. How he never ended up at Vale was beyond me.
Probably the one that got away, surprised.
But he can play centre back, he can play centre mid just as easily as Vale. And he's got a dirty side to his game and all, which
you need.
My team needs. Aye.
A team built in your image.
Mm-hmm.
So, he in the middle of the three?
He's in the middle of the three,
and on his right, you've got
Martin Hay, quality player.
Brief spell at the side, really.
Aye, he had
a couple of short spells. The injuries kind of killed him off, is it?
Aye, but there was a spell that he was there for a good while, and he was our best player for that period, and I played with him at school as well, which helped in a bit. Reliable, committed, loves a tackle, wins everything in the air for being quite smart.
Another reasonably comfortable on the ball, could play
forward. Aye, really good on the bar. Just generally a solid player.
Aye. And on Ernie's left, you've talked about him a few times, Jamie McKinnon.
Like I said, if he could pass, he would be a lot better, but he's just a big presence on the pitch. His size, he wins everything, throws his body on the line. His left foot's pretty good as well, so I'll give him that.
He must have scored a fair few goals over the years.
He scores a lot of goals, set pieces, penalties. So he does score a lot of goals, but I mean, that back three is as solid as it comes in juniors.
Future captain, Jamie?
I don't know. Next year.
Yeah,
I think he's maybe past that. I think he's actually a vice captain now, so.
He's good at taking in the fines. He keeps the book up.
He's really good at that, aye. A bit of a pain in the arse, but.
Aye. So you've gone with wing backs, is that right?
Wing backs. Who have you got on the right? I've got Scotty Davidson. He played with us for a number of years. And
still playing at Isle of Ale, I think.
I'm not sure, aye. He was last season, but.
Tell me, he must be good if he's keeping Matty Kinghorn out the side there.
Matty's actually in my. Just missed out. Because Matty never played.
He wouldn't be bothered.
No, he wouldn't be bothered. No. Matty didn't ever play right back for us. He played centre mid, so that was why he didn't quite mark
Fair
it.
Enough.
But Scotty was just an absolute pain in the arse at training, and he must have been horrible to play against when he was in his prime, wasn't he? Because he just buzzed about and was in your face, scored goals. And he was just a horrible individual really on the pitch, and he was top drawer, like,
brilliant. And on the left wing back,
Strachan for Tara, he's getting in just because of his left foot.
He's a wand to a left foot,
absolute wand.
I guess he's no the he never looked to me the fittest or committed, but he was pacey
when he used to play. He was,
I never saw him in his prime, I don't think.
Well, I did, and he was quality. Like, his left foot was an absolute joke. He didn't look the fittest, but when he didn't have an injury, he was quite fit. He was up and doing all the time. Aye, really fast. Another, like I've spoken about before, it's quite committed, and in terms of tackling and that. And
good delivery of the ball.
Oh, like I said, his left foot's a wand.
Aye.
If I had that left foot, I wouldn't be anywhere near his side either. Like.
Okay, that's your wing backs. You've got three centre mids in there. Are you playing a holder or an attacking mid?
No, just three
flat.
Three flat, one slightly more reserved.
Okay, so who's your more defensive member there?
Kev Thompson, he's going to...
Your big pal Kev.
Big pal Kev, aye.
Is he in just because he's your pal? Or?
No.
No, he Kev's is in qualities. For ability.
It's not
too early.
Aye, definitely. And I think he probably regrets it now, but I keep telling him he regrets it anyway. But on a bye, he's in the best. Got any of the best feet I've seen, like, and again, somebody else that should have probably played higher than fit he did. Not particularly the best at tackling, but I was controlled games with why he played. And
intelligent?
Very. Football wise and a laughy football. But he was clever on the pitch as well, and never gave a bawa. Played a couple of games for us last season, actually, for not being fit, and some of them he strolled it.
Keeps himself ticking
absolute
over, really.
Strolled it. Well, I'm not sure. He's getting a bit of a barrel on him now, but.
And your two ahead. First one, absolute warrior. I played with him in Sunday football many years ago. Fletty.
First name on the team sheet for me. Like,
brilliant.
Just won absolutely everything in the air. Again, committed. He just drove teams forward. Speaking about captains, he would, looking at it now, he's probably a captain of this team, definitely.
He's a winner.
Used to drive us forward when we were struggling. He would wind up opponents, he would take a sting out of games and just start scraps with folk, and just to, like, kill a game and try and get the younger sort of guys fired up a bit more. He can't fit he was doing. He was good in the bar as well. He just... Huge player. He was a big player for me, and I used to fight with him quite a lot. But
you need that.
But he always drove me on to be better as well, Fletty.
Great in the dressing room.
Aye, big character. Big character.
Winner could play probably centre half, centre mid, up top.
Aye, I think he played all way for us. Like,
I've seen him playing goals. I think
he could play winger. Like, I think he'd get a while with that air because he wasn't the quickest. Aye, anyway through the middle.
And your last centre mid, I'll let you talk about him.
Your brother John. Amount of times that John's bailed us out and seasons gone by with his goals has just been crazy for centre mid.
In the playoff at the end of the year, poking the goal in the last
I was speaking about that Brock game. It was John that scored the last minute goal just out of nowhere. Just amount of times he's done that and popped up with big goals. I was maybe half a season that boys were thinking, maybe a bit of mayor that boys were thinking he was finished, but and he's come back. And
has he had to change his game on it really? Because he's never been the fittest, maybe.
He just picks centre mids that can do his running for him, I think.
Oh, well, that's it. Helps when you're the gaffer, isn't it?
That's why he's put me in there, and he's got Rory in there now. And
I think he's been gaffer, say, maybe fourth year, is it?
I think
fifth
it is.
Year? And still was top scorer last year, I believe.
Like I said, he's chipped in my goals at his career, and some of them have been huge, huge goals for us.
So is it just goals that he adds, or has he got?
No, he's got a presence on the pitch. He's strong, he no fear to throw himself into tackles. Again, he's got another left foot. Good left foot.
I can't claim to have been the better one growing up, unfortunately.
Definitely not. And I can't fit
that's
Hartman
why I had to
there.
Go in goals.
No sure if it happened there. Hamish has let you down.
He saw early on who to put his energies in. I think I maybe got the brains and he got the football. Aye. Okay, that's your midfield and your strikers. You've got two strikers. First, Dean, we'll talk about. You've talked about him briefly already.
Bino, he goes straight in. Like I've said, he could
class.
Play Highland League still, no bother anew if he wasn't working on a boat.
Is that the only reason he's not playing Highland League? Would he still want to if he was at Hame all the time?
I don't know, Ken. I think he just wants to play with his pals. He's got more pals here than he did here at Vale, and I think he just enjoys coming home and playing football with his mates and then going out at night
with him as well.
Great feet, huds about well, he can finish, passing, just got everything. He works his arse off as well, which is good for somebody of that ability. And he's not lazy, he'll put himself a boot, but just another in-app player that has got Aachen really, I thought.
I think he's quite good in the dressing room as well, as he likes to talk, he likes to speak to people.
He's a big character, he's with his shit banter, but he's a big character in the changing room.
Big in the changing rooms, the horse. Okay.
Big in the changing room, aye.
You submitted me your team, you had 10, you actually had 12. You've got two strikers in one slot. I need you to pick one. It's between Philip Watt and Big Mike Smith. Very, very different players. Who are you going to go away for the starting lineup?
I'm still struggling.
You need to
pick in because both of them were. I'll speak about Mike for a start with. I used to fight with Mike every single game. Used to slaughter him all the time. But he always produced big goals and big games for us and was a big presence. But it wasn't until actually he'd went away from us and left us that I realised how good Mike actually was and how important he was for our teams because he's such a big figure up front and huds about really well. Didn't I realise until he left how big a player he was for us. But we fell again, he's the same along the same lines as Bino we spoke about earlier. He's just class, but again two different players because he's so smart, but he's a lot quicker than Mike and runs with the bar.
Different characters as well.
Different characters, aye, definitely. But I'll probably go wee Phil, since I play with him anew.
Bit of pace.
Bit of pace, and all, because that team doesn't have much pace in it. But
And celebrity,
aye. I liked asking him about his TV appearance, actually.
Great. That team, phenomenal. Do you think they would challenge for the Super League title?
Definitely. 100% this season.
Off now with Banks of D, if they were all in their prime?
I think they would just bully teams. I think that team would just run out of heeder. A lot of teams in the Super League would maybe get outplayed by a Banks of D, but they wouldn't. I think we'd be certainly competing with them, definitely. Because it's a fair team. It's a fair junior team, anyway.
Great team. You're saying Fletty as captain?
Aye, looking at it new, definitely Fletty. Definitely.
Would you get a game? Would you get many appearances if you were in that squad?
I'd maybe sub myself in for Kev. I'd probably play in there for Kev, or even Jamie King, because I could pass out fair back. Jamie's not got that ability.
We need a lefty back there, though.
Aye, he does give you some balance.
We've talked about a couple. Matty Kinghorn being one, maybe notable absentee. What did he bring? He used to run to and from training, did he?
He was just fit as fuck, Matty. Like, it was ridiculous at training. He used to make an arse of us all the time he was running.
A bit like Damo does now.
Well, Matty's got a bit more ability than Damo. to be honest. Yeah,
you're all right. He's not going to understand.
No. But Marty Ives played centre mid with us.
Okay.
I watched him growing up. Well, when I was growing up, I watched him at Avail, and he was in best right back probably in the Highland League for many a years. So if he'd still been playing there, he would have probably made it into the team. But because he played centre mid with us, he wasn't quite as effective. Plus, he was had stopped for a while before he came back to us, yeah. So he wasn't quite as influential.
Highland League winner, obviously, as well with mm-hmm. Avail.
Yep.
We spoke about Mike and his qualities as another notable absentee. Anybody else who's close?
Robbie King, definitely.
Good at winning penalties.
Good at winning penalties. Master of the diving. but Nay just thought he was, again, his feet and ability was just brilliant. But I opted for Strachan ahead of him just because Strachan was a bit quicker and probably a bit fitter. So that's harsh that Robbie was not in. There's a couple others in there, like Kaka. When Kaka, before he went to Australia, was probably unplayable up front a lot of the games.
Did he overdo it in Australia, you think?
I think he's definitely overdoing it in Australia. He's nicking back. probably played himself a few nights, I would say. But
good in a night out, though.
Definitely. He was a big character. I was gutted when Kaka left, because I'm good pals with him, and he was a big character in the dressing room. But
he's young enough, he might come back yet, though.
Aye, maybe. Hopefully.
Okay.
I was also another couple, James. Yes. Hendo, late Hendo.
Yeah. Brilliant player. I played with him at Persoy for a couple of years as well. He played everywhere.
He was a bit like Fletty. Used to drive us on in games single-handedly. Maybe he wasn't the most technically gifted, but just his sheer presence. And again, somebody that was brilliant in the dressing room. And
dressing room at night too. He was batshit crazy, wasn't he?
Oh, it was mental some of the nights. Some of the stories are just mental. Gary Petrie was another one, played with him when I was a lot younger. It was the earlier days at his side, and he just used to score goals for fun.
Last year's Legends game, he still had it.
Aye, you could see he still got it. If he was a bit more fitter, he could probably still play.
Brilliant.
And maybe sneaking in, but if it hadn't been for Blair, it would have been the boy Kieran McCaffrey. He played for us for a couple of seasons. He was a brilliant goalie. First spell.
he was a
but
good goalie.
He was really good, but it was he was going to be Blair.
No. Some squad, though, if you included them in the bench, it's challenging for the title.
No problem.
Okay. Magic, thank you, Colin. A couple of quick fire questions to finish with. Okay. VAR, yes or no?
No.
You're not a fan?
No.
Why?
After watching Liverpool concede a pen last night and then get overturned. Ridiculous.
If you could change one rule in football, what would it be?
Handbar.
To make it more needs to be deliberate?
No, just if it hits your hand. So.
That's it?
Aye.
You're a Liverpool and Rangers fan, is that right?
Aye, bigger Liverpool fan than Rangers. I get a bit of hassle for try to claim I'm a Rangers fan now, but I've always been Rangers, but I've just a main team is Liverpool, definitely. So
is it Liverpool's year if I put clear again?
No, I would attempt to it.
City going to come back? They've only got one fit defender now.
Nah, sure, I'll sit on the fence with it.
Rangers, their year,
they'll be closer, definitely.
So we're going to have to stop 9 in a row next year.
Aye, definitely. Okay. Hero. There's a few Celtic boys in the team, so it's good banter.
Soapy, loves his Celtic.
Soapy, Celtic daft, aye, so. But he's the one that tries to claim I'm the Rangers fan, but he's at it.
Okay, heroes in football growing up, when you were a wee boy, who's your heroes? Rangers, Liverpool?
Definitely Gerrard, for sure. Rangers, I used to like watching Loudrop and...
What a player.
Brilliant player, definitely.
Last question. Your attributes, character as a player, who are you? Who are you? Which player is you?
Jesus. Sprung this in on me. Might go Gattuso.
Gattuso. Limited ability, but put himself about.
Limited ability. Aye, okay.
Aye, no, good player.
Great career. I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. But
you got a beard as well.
Beard and all, but just because he was a bit of an arse on the pitch.
Player you'd have liked to have been, Gerrard.
Aye, definitely. Definitely Gerrard.
Okay, thank you, Colin, for coming and doing this. My very first guest. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, James. Been a pleasure as well.
And once again, just shout out your sponsor.
Ray Skinner of Big Knob Solutions.
Thank you.
Thanks again for listening, and many thanks to Colin for agreeing to be my first guest. Massive thanks to Big Knob Solutions as well for sponsoring Colin this season. A huge thanks also has to go to our team sponsors, AJ Rennie, Home Bakery McDuff, Nordic Shellfish, McDuff Shipyards, Fred Phillip Electrical, Bridge Carpets and Athol Scott. Without you guys, there wouldn't be a different side. Joining me next week is co-manager Mikey Duncan, who gives us a candid interview on his journey and managing Devon side. Tune in to hear that. You can get this podcast on the Anchor app as well as Spotify and iTunes. See you next week.